Who will tell your story?
His story is one of the most remarkable of any world leader.
On April 27, 1994, Nelson Mandela cast his
Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development.
How will your story be told? What is to be said about your life if your story is told?
Is it the superficial detail that serves as clickbait?
Or does the world get to learn about what lies beneath the surface? The strife.
Do you care about the starving millions of African people in this country?
I care more about...
The context.
But it is history.
And the emotion that comes with devotion, passion and love.
This was my point.
I can tell you, Melus, we've been marching with memoranda.
I look back and say, I spent 20 years in all of this.
But what happens if that story, your story, is about land? Or the nexus between land and corruption? Or perhaps the intersection between land, corruption, and human rights abuses? Which voice will echo your thoughts and experiences?
Those things interact in complicated ways.
The Constitution was saying everyone has the right to access to land or access to housing. At the end of the day, then the municipality will tell you, but there's no land.
The colonial system has brought about this idea that land belongs to the man.
I am Melusi Ngala, your host for the most insightful, intriguing, and thought-provoking podcast series. The story that we, as Corruption Watch, will tell you is based on intel received on acts of wrongdoing by government and industry players in the farming sector who are involved in so-called equity schemes. Most importantly, though, this story is told from the perspective of the marginalized, and it is their voices that you will hear.
It's like a bus.
Story of the Marginalized, a land and corruption podcast series by Corruption Watch, can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast platforms.